Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live all across the country on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Running the three-man show today, it's Bish, EB, and JP in today. And joining us right now, like he does every Friday, it's best-selling author and Washington Post columnist John Feinstein. He's brought to you by Golfdom, by Worldwide Golf. They have new drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Good morning, John.
Good morning, fellas. I'm just glad that Golfdom didn't use the same shipping company that the Penguins use for the Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads.
Mm.
What are we missing here? I didn't hear about this.
Didn't you hear about this?
They
were supposed to have a Jaromir Jagr bobble night last night, I believe. And
they didn't show up.
They were stolen, according to the Penguins.
You know what?
20,000 Jaromir Jagr
bobbleheads.
What do you do with 20,000 Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads?
You'd be surprised at what those things go for on the open market, John.
You know what I saw?
But how do you fence them?
I don't know.
After you steal them,
it's tough.
We know people who can move bobbleheads. Believe me,
these people may call you.
That's funny.
I wanted to start with you. That's something that I saw Steinberg put this in the Post, and it has to do with Leonsis. I know we talked to you about this last week and the potential move to Alexandria, whether one or not. But it was, what do you think of the projections they had for like $750 hotel rooms, and I think it was like $100 parking. What'd you make of that?
Well, by the way, the parking for the ACC tournament under the building this week was $60.
Yep.
So we're headed in that direction by 2028, if that were to happen. I'm not surprised to hear those numbers. You never know what's going to happen in four more years, whether there'll be a building or not. And how about Glenn Youngkin throwing a temper tantrum because the Democrats didn't put the money in the budget for the building, and just vetoing bills left and right, probably without even reading them.
Politics, John. Come on, it's politics.
Really? I didn't know that.
I mean, if Youngkin was a Democrat, it probably would have been approved by Lucas or whatever her name is.
Oh, I think you're 100% right.
Yeah.
100%. So. But anyway, this is going to go on for four more years. My God, I don't think I can read another word already. and we're still 4 years out from the building getting built, if it gets built.
So we're approaching tournament time. You're a big college hoops guy.
Bad loss for your boys yesterday. I was very surprised. They got pushed around.
I wasn't surprised,
really,
to be honest with you, because NC State's pretty good. And they crave, beating Duke and Carolina when they can.
But Duke just went to State like 2 weeks ago and pummeled them.
And crushed them. But there's a difference because State is playing for its life now.
That's true.
Duke is playing basically for nothing. They might drop one line when the bracket comes out Sunday night because they lost that game. Might. It's funny because I went yesterday afternoon and I was writing between games. Mm-hmm. And Duke, both teams came out to warm up, and I was looking at Duke, and I saw no life.
Right.
And, sometimes you see no life, a team goes out and wins by 20. But I saw no life. State looked alive warming up. They stayed out on the court like 10 minutes longer than Duke did to warm up. I'm not saying that makes a difference. The teams do have different warm-up routines. But I was not that surprised by – you know what surprised me a little bit? Hmm. Virginia beating Boston College, because I thought BC was playing as well as anybody in the tournament other than Carolina. So there's a reason, as I've told you guys over the years, why I do not gamble, because I'm wrong a lot more than I'm right.
Well, you are seeing some upsets. I mean, Dayton lost in the A-10, so that's going to bounce.
Dayton and Richmond lost.
And Richmond's going to bounce a bubble team. Howard plays tonight at 6 against the
Norfolk State.
The boys down in Norfolk, Norfolk. Yeah. So it's a home game for Norfolk.
Yeah.
They were swept by Norfolk. But this is who Kenny Blakeney knew he had to beat to win another bid. So hopefully they play really well tonight.
Well, I think, you know, in January when Howard was really playing poorly, Kenny said to me, you know, I just want to be healthy in March. That's what most coaches feel like in one bid leagues. And they are healthy. They played much better in the last month. Norfolk State is always a tough out. Robert Jones is a very good coach. You're 100% right, Jason. But I won't be stunned if Howard wins.
No, put it that way. No, I won't be stunned.
I will be pleasantly surprised, but I won't be stunned.
They beat him last year in the same situation. Well, it was the championship game, but
they beat him in one of the best games I saw last year.
It was great,
And it was so terrific for Howard because they suffered for so long, and you know Kenny just couldn't stop crying after the game.
I know that.
It was really, really cool.
Hey, the coaching carousel also interests me. You got some big name schools that are looking for coaches. Ohio State's open now. Louisville's open. And some of these one bid leagues, you know, the JMUs and the College of Charleston's of the world, these coaches, they're not going to be there very long. Pat Kelsey's not going to be at Charleston very long. Byington, I don't think, will be at JMU very long. And you're seeing, like, who's a good fit, do you think, right now in terms of the coaches?
It's hard to talk about fits because basketball's changed so much at the top level that it feels like almost every job is the same. Now, the one exception I will mention to you, since you brought up Ohio State, is Chris Holtmann took DePaul.
Correct.
I'm not sure there's a worse D1 job.
That's bad. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, they're more of a mess than Georgetown.
Yep.
If that's possible. Georgetown beat them twice this year. Chris Holtmann's a good coach.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure what went wrong at Ohio State. Something definitely went wrong.
Yeah.
You know, it may have been something inside the locker room as opposed to what we see. But if Chris Holtmann can't get DePaul at least respectable, I'm not sure it can happen.
Yeah.
I mean, ever since Joey Meyer got fired in 1996, they've been bad.
Yeah.
Between bad and awful.
And props, by the way, to Kim English in his first year at Providence. Mm-hmm. Huge win yesterday over Creighton, and he's probably going to the tournament. So I know they're still considered a bubble team, but I think that win gets them in. But props to Coach English.
Yeah, you know what? Remember three now, when Kim first came to George Mason, and, you know, I do some of their games on television, and he was a Rick Barnes assistant.
Right.
And so, because Rick and I are close, he was open to, you know, hanging out with me, for lack of a better word. He is a star.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I said to the George Mason people after I had lunch with him, I said, you aren't going to have him for very long. So enjoy. Because he's 34, 35 now.
Yeah, he's young, yeah.
And he's coaching in the Big East, and he's a star. And they had some ups and downs this year, for sure.
Best player got hurt and tore his ACL.
That's a down.
Yeah, it's a downer.
That's a down. But he brought Josh Adoro from Mason, who's a very good player, has had a very good year, really come on lately. And good for Kim English. I mean, I'm happy for him because he is a good guy.
What's going to happen with the two local schools that everybody pays the most attention to, Maryland and Georgetown? I assume Georgetown will make a huge leap. Cooley's known for being such a great recruiter. Willard had expectations. I assume it seemed like he hated his team. You know, he's constantly throwing them under the bus for not being able to shoot. He's like, you want me to draw more open? So I assume there's going to be total house cleaning there. What do you expect?
Well, they've got players leaving anyway who are seniors, but it's a great question because I honestly thought they'd be pretty good this year.
Mm-hmm.
They made the tournament last year. They had most of their key guys back. And then, like you said, like Kevin's been saying all year, they couldn't throw in the ocean from a rowboat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were nights when I would sit and watch them, and I would literally cover my eyes because they shot so poorly. And yesterday, I mean, Wisconsin wouldn't give up 90. I mean, Wisconsin wouldn't score 90 playing in a shell drill with nobody guarding them.
Yep,
and they put up, what they shoot, 16 of 25 from three?
Yep.
I was sitting at the ACC tournament yesterday, and my colleague Patrick Stevens kept calling up the Maryland score on his computer, and we're looking at it, and we're going, what? Mm. It was 80 to 40 at one point, guys.
Mm-hmm.
80 to 40. The walk-ons rallied late in the game to make the final margin 31. I mean, it was, you can't lose that way if you're in the Big Ten. You just can't.
I agree. It was hard to watch.
I can imagine how hard it was to watch. And I don't know. I think Kevin Willard's a good coach. But he needs to, like you guys said, he's like Ed Cooley, he needs to kind of clean house and go out. Now they signed this big kid, five-star big kid.
Yep.
I don't know how good he is, you know, but everybody says he's good. So that's a good start. But you need guards who can shoot the three in today's game. If you can't shoot the three, you can't be a winner.
Yeah, you need multiple guys that can do that.
Yeah, right. Because if you only have one, then they just guard that person.
Yeah, so we've been talking a lot of Commanders. You know, Peter's
Starting like Marcus Mariota is the turning point.
Peters goes out there and trades a backup quarterback, basically, for a third rounder and a fifth rounder. So he's acquiring some picks. And
which is good.
Yep, I agree. Six picks in the top 100. And then, of course, all these free agent signings. You know, some people think they're just kind of plugging holes with one-year guys. All right, maybe. Some of these guys will be here longer than that. But it's all going to come down to the quarterback. But kind of your thoughts on how the roster has changed drastically.
Well, first of all, you're right. It comes down to the quarterback. We know that. You've got to have at least a good quarterback in today's NFL world. But beyond that, remember all this, the marches when the Snyder owned the team and the team won the Super Bowl in March?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of all the big-name free agent signings. And I like this approach better. Hopefully they've done some scouting on the guys they've signed. Hopefully they know a little bit about their character because that's so important in a football locker room. And I like this better than seeing Dan Snyder standing up holding a uniform of an over-the-hill star, which is what he did for years. So, again, I don't know Adam Peters, but I think this is probably the right approach.
Your boy Rory's atop the leaderboard at the Players Championship. I assume you'll be keeping an eye on that amidst all the basketball?
I was at the basketball yesterday, but I heard that he had a big controversy over the rules because he hit a ball in the water.
Maybe on a drop or something, yeah.
On where to drop, where the ball entered the water.
Right.
And I didn't see it, so a friend of mine described it to me. But apparently the rules official said, well, if you can't be sure where the ball crossed the water, then you have to drop back there.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding of the rules is this, because Rory apparently felt pretty sure where the ball entered.
Mm-hmm.
His two fellow competitors weren't watching, so they couldn't help.
Mm-hmm.
But the way the rules are, if there's doubt, the benefit of the doubt goes to the player.
Right.
So I don't quite understand that ruling. I didn't see any comments from Rory yet this morning, so I don't know.
Do you watch Full Swing?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is Full Swing?
Does it even have Netflix?
It's a Netflix documentary on the PGA Tour.
Oh, yeah. Didn't it start like a year ago or something?
Yeah, they did one a year ago.
And
they're into season two.
They're into season two, and in the very first episode, it's a lot of the Liv stuff versus PGA, but it's a lot of Rory. And Rory, they do a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff in locker rooms, and he really – now, this is last year, okay?
Right.
So maybe he feels more confident.
He was still the spokesman for the tour.
Right, but just based on his game, he really is questioning – this is last year. He was questioning his game, and he basically said to his coach and his caddy in the locker room, I got to start all over. I got to start from scratch. And they're trying to talk him out of it. So it's really cool to kind of see the in-depth reactions from players when they don't play well and they miss cuts or they don't win majors, and especially with Rory, because man, he was in a bad spot mentally last year, and a lot of that had to do with all the time he was putting in to protect the PGA Tour as their spokesperson. But in terms of his game, man, he was really questioning his game last year.
Well, let me, one thing about Rory, and I know him pretty well, unlike all the guys who claim they knew Tiger Woods well. He always questions, and most of the great players do that. They always want to get better, or when they're not playing well, they'll kind of get in a funk about why they're about not playing well. Rory has changed his putting approach about 176 times because he's never been as good a putter as he wanted to be. And you know, he putts well, and he'll get hot. Everybody gets hot sooner or later on the tour with the putter. But he'll get totally frustrated. He's changed putting coaches. He's changed grips. He's changed stances. So that stuff doesn't really surprise me about Rory or about most players.
I think you would like it.
They're constantly questioning themselves.
Yeah, I think you would like it if you check it out.
Well, when I think you guys brought this up to me last year when it started. And see, I have a problem. And this is an ego problem. I'll readily admit it. This strikes me as a good walk spoiled with cameras. I wrote a
You're probably spoiled, right. You're probably right.
I don't know. That's why I said it might just be my ego. But I've been there when guys melted down. I watch guys question themselves. I've talked at length with guys. I remember when I was doing the book, Curtis Strange, who'd won two U.S. Opens, was thinking about retiring. And he was 34, 35, because he was so frustrated with his game. So, you know, they have the advantage of access to the locker rooms with cameras. I had the advantage of access to the locker room with my notebook or tape recorder. So I'm sure it's good. I just don't feel like I'm going to learn that much. Everything you just said, Jason, about Rory, I know.
Well, yeah. Well, another player that they've...
I'm not the average viewer.
Bro, real quick, the other player, one of the other players that they feature is Joel Damon.
Who's gone through cancer.
And he also...
I didn't know that. He did?
Yeah.
A few years ago?
What did he
Five
have?
5 years ago, maybe.
Longer.
They don't really talk about that in the Netflix documentary, but they do kind of focus on his relationship with his caddy. And Joel Damon just had a kid, all right? So the kid's like, you know, less than a year old. Joel Damon basically just likes to go out and hang out with his kid and booze. And his caddy's trying to get him to see a sports psychologist. And Damon's saying, you know what? I'm not interested. I just want to, you know, and his mind is not in his game and he's boozing a lot. And you just see kind of the back and forth that really affects the relationship with his caddy. Because his caddy, that's his job. He's, you know, if he's not making cuts, he's not making any money.
Exactly.
And so that's another kind of side story.
I do not know Joel Damon, so I can't say that's true, that's not true, or I knew that. But what I will say is this, caddy-player relationships are fascinating because, like you said, Jason, the caddy needs his guy to play well. There's a joke on the tour that when a guy plays well, the caddy says, my man, my guy. When he plays poorly, he says, that guy can't play. Mm-hmm. And caddies have a saying, too, that, you know, if you're playing poorly, someone's going to get fired. And it's easier to fire a caddy than your wife.
That's true.
That is true.
That's why caddy-player relationships change all the time.
And by the way, it hasn't really translated into 2024 because Joel Damon has made $57,000 in 2024.
So far, still struggling. Still,
his caddy's got a right to be concerned.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't even know if the caddy's still with him. I haven't really focused on it. But anyway, I think you'd enjoy it.
All right, John, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
A lot of hoops, guys. Yep. Look forward to it.
All right, thank you.
John Feinstein, brought to you by Golfdom, by Worldwide Golf. They have new drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.